Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick. Yeah, hello, sorry you're cutting out.
This is Lisa, Life Aquarium. Can you hear me,
Jesse? Yeah, did you say this is Linda with Aqualife?
Yes.
Okay, how are you doing today, Linda? Good, thanks for asking. I finally got a hold of you.
Yeah. So I was just calling to find out what kind of financing you do and your rates and what's available.
Yeah, definitely. So we do working capital and we finance equipment as well. So, we have a bunch of different programs, so it really just depends on, you know, what it is you're looking for and what you're looking to do with it. What plans do you guys have coming up?
We're moving our store. We've been in a current location for almost 19 years. And so we're moving to the open date is probably in around 60 days.
Did you try applying for it?
Originally, a loan, $2,000, budget.
Okay.
We've already spent all of that on flooring and new signage, and we haven't even done our aquarium racks and our.
Right, so you guys still have a bunch of, left to take care of then, still.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to have to find other financing.
Right, definitely. It sounds like you guys would be looking more at the capital side of it then.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you said you guys were looking to bring on some additional financing. Had you guys already brought some on, prior in the year?
Borrowed $50,000.
Okay, and how long ago did you guys do that? Was that during, I think it was March, I had a filing down from this year?
What's a filing down?
It was from March of, January, February, March. Yep, March of this past year for some capital, it looks like. So that probably was it? And before we go any further, too, is this your cell that you're calling on, too? It's kind of staticky. Could I call you on the office or vice versa?
I'm not in the office today.
Okay, is this just the cell you're calling on, then?
Yes.
Okay, it's fine. Yeah, just sometimes you cut out, but I can hear you fine now, too, so... we can try and tackle this, though, but definitely... So you guys brought on some earlier in this year, you said?
Yes.
Okay, who'd you guys do that with? I'm sorry, what was that? Okay, we've got some really bad connection here. I apologize. I'm only getting bits and pieces of what it is.
Okay, it's Lending Club.
Okay, I got you now. All right, cool. So Lending Club, and then you said you brought on 50, was it?
Yes.
Okay, how much have you guys used that so far?
All of that.
Okay, and how long was that loan for? Was that just like a short term, 3 month,
three
or?
Years. 3 years.
Okay, so that's 3 year. You guys took on $50K, and then what were the payments like for that?
It's $1,800 a month.
Okay, and you guys said you guys have already used all of it.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys would be looking to bring on some additional capital as well.
Yes.
And you guys are still making those payments too, right, for the monthly?
Yes.
So would you guys be looking to do a refi on that as well, or?
Well, it depends on what your rates are. And
the amount we could get you qualified for?
Right.
Yeah.
I see, definitely. So, all right, so yeah, just a few different factors with that. One of the more important things that we, base that capital off of is annual sales. Typically what we do is we can take a percentage of what you guys did in sales for the previous year and then go ahead and unlock that back as unsecured cash for you guys to use however you see fit for the business. So to give you a better idea, what did you guys do, last year in 2015 for sales?
1.4.
Okay. And what are you guys tracking for this year?
Probably about 1.5.
Okay, so you guys are just changing things up a little, or what's helped the increase for you guys?
Just our service business has, we've had a good year.
That's good. You guys are, is it like a pet store you guys are, or is it like a aquarium, or what is it that you guys, you know, exactly do?
We're strictly animals that buy live animals. So whatever, anything to do with aquatics.
Okay, and you guys...
We service, and we install, and we do custom tanks, and then we also have a retail store where we sell saltwater, freshwater, all the supplies.
Oh, cool. So it's all the, you know, everything with the aquariums and more the tanks.
Right.
Okay, I gotcha. That's cool. And how long have you guys been in business for?
26 years.
Nice. Are you the 100% owner for you guys, too, or...?
My husband and I are 50-50.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just with this application, you know, we'll need a signature from both, but, you know, that shouldn't be an issue as well. But have you guys been both running the show, you know, for, you know, that entire 25?
Yes. He pretty much runs the store, and I run the service.
I gotcha. Keep it mixed up and even up that workload between you guys?
Yeah.
I understand. Well, how is that working with your husband? Do you guys, you know, enjoy working together?
Yeah, it's a learning process.
Yeah, I understand that. That's always nice, though. And then have you guys, you know, looked into financing for any other options, you know, for this capital you're looking to bring on?
What do you mean? Have we applied for any other loans?
Yeah, have you, you know, explored any other avenues for funding?
I haven't really. I had somebody that I think they offered us $50,000, and they said we were, you know, they had us do everything, and they said we could use it if we needed it.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't used any of it. I haven't taken any of it. I just have it kind of there.
Was that like with a bank or a friend or?
No, it was like a. I think it was something, it was like kind of like the lending club, kind of like that.
Okay, somebody kind of just told you they have, you know, pre-approval and...
Yeah, and we were going to use it, but we haven't, the opening of our store got delayed, so we haven't done anything. It was through Swift Capital Business Funding.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with them. And that was, like, earlier in the year, or when was that, too?
That was in March.
Okay. And was that right after you guys got this, the original loan?
Yes.
Okay, you guys were just looking to, you know, bring some more on from that one, too?
Yeah, because we knew we were going to spend the original loan because...
Uh-huh.
Our flooring and our signs and all our brand new fish tanks and you know, our deposits and all that, we'd already spent that $50,000. Plus we spent probably $35,000 of our own money. So
right, it's cutting into the cash flow now.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha. Yeah, well, we can definitely help out with that. So I can hear you a lot better now, too. So, you know, just so we get on the same page and get all this tackled one by one. Basically, you guys will be looking to get about 50 for that refi. And then on top of that, how much capital would you guys be needing?
Well, I'd like to look and see if we could get 100,000 or
okay.
Anything close to that.
Okay, well, yeah, based on, you know, the sales that you guys had, you know, this last year and what you're tracking for this year, you know, if everything goes smoothly and, you know, everything turns out, you know, roughly we should be able to get you guys anywhere from about 130 to 150K-ish. So, you know,
okay.
That's really just depending on a few other factors that go into play, too, because I know I'd be looking to do a refi.
Right.
But even if not, too, would you guys still be looking to bring on some additional capital just so you could take care of all this other stuff, you know, aside from the refi?
Yes.
Perfect. So you guys are going to be looking for, you know, some operational cash regardless then?
Yes.
Okay. So then just hypothetically, if we weren't able to get the refi done, what would be a sufficient amount for you guys to get everything else, you know, taken care of? Just hypothetically, though. 100?
100,000, yeah.
Okay, cool. And then since we got some clear connection this time too, do you think you could just kind of go over the grocery list of, you know, everything it was you guys were going to be doing with that? I know you kind of mentioned a lot earlier.
Yeah, you mean what we still need to do?
Yeah, yeah, just basically what you guys would be using it for, just kind of breaking it down into more of a...
We need to do our tenant improvements. We have some walls we have to put up.
Uh-huh.
We need to build our aquarium racks for the fish that we're selling. We already bought the aquariums.
Okay.
We need to increase our inventory.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pay for our building permit.
Okay. And how much was that?
I'm not sure of the building permits yet because we're splitting it with our landlord.
Okay.
So,
and
he estimated $2,000 to $5,000.
Okay. Perfect. And then it's already an existing building you guys are moving into, right? It's not one you're building yourself or anything?
Right. We're going to be leasing it.
Okay. Is that out in Rockland too, or are you guys moving locations?
No, it's in Rockland.
Okay, cool. And you guys only have that one location so far right now?
Yes.
Perfect. And then with the aquariums, do you guys, you know, build them from scratch? Like, you know, is it you guys that...
No. We're not in manufacturing now.
Okay, I see.
We ordered them built.
Okay, I gotcha. And then when were you guys looking to, you know, bring all this, you know, get this funding taken care of?
As soon as possible, because the permits... are to be done today or next week, and we can get in and start doing our improvements and setting up our
Spacing. Mm-hmm. And so
we also need to upgrade our computer system.
Okay, so it's going to be quite a few different things, huh? Okay, that's fine, too. With the computer systems you guys were looking to upgrade, too, is that something you guys are looking to get taken care of, you know, immediately as well?
Yes.
Perfect. So, like I mentioned earlier, we do have a few different programs. I know we do the, you know, working capital, which, you know, we definitely could help you guys out right now with this. But for the systems, that would fall into the equipment. But we still can definitely, you know, finance that equipment for you guys. Do you have a vendor that you already had picked out, you know, where you could get the servers and everything from?
No.
Just kind of something on the grocery list?
Yes, and we use a local computer guy, and he usually just builds them for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, did you guys maybe have a ballpark for how much that was going to cost you?
With the software and the computer, and I think we're probably around $4,000.
Okay, is it just one computer? Or?
No, there'll be four.
Okay, and that's, you know, just about the total cost for all those will be $4,000, you know, all wrapped up?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, cool, and so that's just about it, right? That's about all the, you know, everything on the agenda for you guys?
Yes.
Okay, and then, you know, another one of our factors is credit. How would you rate your personal credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay, when's the last time you checked it?
Probably when we bought our house last year. Last time I checked it.
Okay, do you remember maybe like a range of what it was or?
620.
Okay, not too bad. Yeah, we have, you know, a few different programs that reach with credit tiers. It's fine.
It's higher now.
Yeah, it's fine. Just trying to get, you know, a general ballpark. But even regardless, you know, we have programs that work with credit tiers A to D, so shouldn't really be an issue. What about your husband?
Same. Right about the same.
Okay. And who do you guys, currently bank with? Do you have, you know, a local bank out there in Rockland that you tend to lean on? Have you guys approached them for, you know, some capital or?
No.
Okay, and then I think that's just about it. So, you know, with this process here, we have a really fast turnaround too, so I know it's Friday, but I'll go ahead and shoot everything over to you right when we get off the phone. I know I already have your email. Is that a good one to contact you by? It looks like Linda at aqualifeaquarium.com.
Yes, but it's dot. Correct.
perfect, perfect. All right, so yeah, I'll shoot you over the application right when we get off the phone. Basically, what everything will be requiring is just a one-page application, very simple, straightforward, and then along with that is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, so you can, you know, check the health, the current status of the business and whatnot, and like I mentioned earlier with that cash flow, one of our you know, major factors, but along with that too is just a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys end up filing for 2015?
I have not. My accountant is doing that right now. We met yesterday. I'm behind on that.
It's fine, too. Do you guys have an extension for that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So we can do that. If you want to just attach a copy of the extension over when you shoot everything back to me, we'll be able to do with that. And then you guys still have 2014s, though? Okay, perfect. So yeah, if you just want to attach a copy of that as well so we can get the ownership breakdown and the annual sales off that, that's about it. And then a contract, do you still have the contract with the loan that you're looking to refi? Did you say that was a capital advance? I think we had some bad connection at the start when you said who that was with.
Lending Club.
Lending Club?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Do you still have the contract for that?
I don't know where.
No, just basically the cover page where it has the breakdown of, you know, the terms, the amount, and whatnot, because we're looking to refi this, so we're going to need that, you know, the breakdown
okay.
on paper with that.
I can get it offline.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot it over to you, you know, with the description right in the email and lay out everything out for you, so, you know, no confusion. And then when do you think I can get this back from you?
Only Monday.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I know it's Friday and the day's almost over, but if I don't see anything Monday afternoon, I'll give you a call and, you know, touch base, but I'll keep my eye out for that.
Okay.
Perfect. Alrighty. And then can I leave you with my number in case you have any questions that way you can get a hold of me?
I have it.
Perfect. Yeah, the 8581?
Yeah.
Just making sure. All right, Linda, I'll go ahead and shoot that over, and then we'll be in touch on Monday.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.